charges laid by L.A. police against O.J. Simpson in connection with the brutal slaying of his ex-wife Nicole and 25-year-old Ron
Goldman.
Doesn't
fit? You must acquit.
We, the jury, find the defendant, Orenthal James Simpson, not guilty of the crime of murder.
Dear Mr. Simpson, hello. It's me, Kim, Ron Goldman's sister. I'm sure it's really weird to be getting a letter from me, but for years, I've listened to what everybody else has to say about you. The lawyers, the media, but never from you. I'm wondering if you would sit down and talk to me. I just want to understand whatever can be understood. That's a letter that I wrote to the man I believe brutally killed my brother. I was declined this interview, but I still feel that need.
Hi, babe.
Hi, Daddy. Do you remember when I wrote the letter to the killer asking to see him? I'm going to try to do that again.
You're going to try to do it again? Actually, you can tell my excitement is the same as last time.
It's hard to hear his concern in his voice, but confronting this part of my life is something I still need to do. I want to confront the fear, the grief, the anger, the loss, the shame. I want to ask questions that have never been answered, not only of O.J. Simpson, but of everyone involved, because this crime, this case, this trial has changed us forever.
I love my son dearly.
We're going to miss him a lot.
And we'll miss him.
I'll talk to the investigators.
I can't stand Furman, but he didn't plant any glove. And nobody planted any evidence. That's a flat-ass lie.
I need to hear from Cato Kalin, who was thrown into the spotlight and onto the witness stand, becoming a tabloid sensation.
So many times I've gotten messages of, you should have been the guy that was murdered. That makes you not go off a while.
I'll talk to the witnesses who were not put on the stand, ones who could have possibly altered the verdict.
Out of the blue, the Bronco almost hit me. OJ glared at me, then he yelled something at me, and then finally the Bronco took off.
I need to ask the jurors who have had 25 years to reflect on a decision that shocked the world if they've changed their mind.
I never thought I'd be sitting here with you face to face. As I always told myself, that's not going to happen.
And I want to remember and honor my brother Ron by talking to the people who knew him before he was just a name and a headline.
He was a goofball, but he was also cool and calm and confident. I mean, he had some kind of confidence that I think we all wanted.
And I want to talk to the prosecutors, Chris Darden and Marcia Clark, about what they still carry with them after going through the trial of the century.
I contributed to you all not getting the justice that you deserve.
People, every time I get interviewed, say, can you put it behind you? Are you over it? I'm never going to get over it. How do you get over that? This is a tragedy.
This podcast will help me confront my story and hopefully help others who find themselves in similar situations confront theirs, even if it means coming face to face with a monster. The Confronting Podcast, Season 1, is brought to you by me, Kim Goldman, and Glass Entertainment Group, and premieres June 12, 2019.
I understand that anybody who's paid attention to the media would have to come to the conclusion that I killed my wife.
Hi, my name is Zach Stewart Pontier. I'm one of the filmmakers behind The Jinx, and I'm excited to bring you the official Jinx podcast. We'll be revisiting all 6 episodes of Part 1 and watching along with Part 2 as it airs on Max, starting April 21st.
Bye-bye.
The official Jinx podcast. Listen on Max or wherever you get your podcasts.